Stop Being a Statistic, The 2025 OSHA Top 10 and Why You Need to Catch Them First by Michael Raymer, CEO, Redline Safety, Inc. If you've been in this industry as long as I have, you start to notice a pattern. Every year, OSHA releases its top 10 most frequently cited standards. And every year, I see the same avoidable mistakes costing companies hundreds of thousands of dollars. For 2025, the data is in, and while some numbers have dipped, the usual suspects are still causing the most grief. At Redline Safety, we don't just look at these as a list of rules. We see them as a roadmap for where your business is most vulnerable. Here's the breakdown of the 2025 top 10, and more importantly, how you can fix them before an inspector knocks on your door. The 2025 hit list, OSHA's most cited standards. Number 1, Standard 1926.501, Violation Category, Fall Protection. Number 2, Standard 1910.1200, Violation Category, Hazard Communication. Number 3, Standard 1926.1053, Violation Category, Ladders. Number 4, Standard 1910.147, Violation Category, Lockout/Tagout. Number 5, Standard 1910.134, Violation Category, Respiratory Protection. Number 6, Standard 1926.503, Violation Category, Fall Protection, Training Requirements. Number 7, Standard 1926.451, Violation Category, Scaffolding. Number 8, Standard 1910.178, Violation Category, Powered Industrial Trucks, Forklifts. Number 9, Standard 1926.102, Violation Category, Eye and Face Protection. Number 10, Standard 1910.212, Violation Category, Machine Guarding. Why the same mistakes keep happening. Looking at this list, fall protection has held the number one spot for 15 straight years. That is a staggering statistic. Why? Because it's often unseen until it's too late. A worker on a roof without a harness or an open floor hole in a warehouse is a ticking time bomb. We also see a massive gap in hazard communication, SDS sheets and labeling, and LODO. In manufacturing, the pressure to maintain production often leads to quick fixes where machines aren't properly de-energized. One slip up there doesn't just result in a fine, it results in an amputation or worse. The power of the mock inspection. I tell my clients, I'd much rather find your mistakes than let OSHA find them. A mock OSHA inspection from Redline Safety isn't just a walkthrough with a clipboard. We approach your facility with the same critical eye as a federal compliance officer, but with the goal of helping you improve, not penalizing you. How our mock inspections identify these top 10 pitfalls. The fresh eyes effect. When you walk the same floor every day, you become blind to the unlabeled chemical bottle or the slightly damaged ladder. We see the details you've grown accustomed to. Documentation deep dives. A huge chunk of the top 10, like HAZCOM and respiratory protection, are paperwork violations. We ensure your written programs, fit test records, and training logs are bulletproof. Equipment audits. We don't just check if you have harnesses, we check if they are expired or frayed. We don't just see a forklift, we check if the operator's 3-year evaluation is current. The bottom line. With willful and repeated violations now reaching over $165,000 per citation, safety is no longer just a good thing to do, it's a financial imperative. Don't wait until you're a statistic on next year's list. Let's get ahead of the curve, identify your gaps, and build a culture where compliance is the baseline, not the goal. Are you ready to see your facility through the eyes of an inspector? Contact Redline Safety Incorporated today to schedule a comprehensive mock OSHA inspection and protect your people and your bottom line.
Search Redline Safety Alabama. We're here to keep you safe. That's Redline Safety, Inc.